This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what an ever more partisan Congress sounds like. First, though, the revelation last week that some American troops in Iraq abused Iraqi prisoners continues to reverberate around the world. Many Arabs and others are disturbed, especially by the allegations of sexual humiliation of prisoners. Here in this country, The New Yorker magazine has uncovered an internal army report that suggests the problem may be more widespread than first thought. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that is the nation's top military officer, General Richard Myers, addressed the issue on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
I've not seen the report, although I'm very directly involved in making sure there is not a systemic issue here. That's something that we try to push, and Secretary Wolfowitz, Secretary Rumsfeld, we've all pushed this to make sure we don't have a systemic problem. And so we'll have to see the report, see if these are isolated cases. Though they are, we have to deal with them.
That's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, speaking yesterday. On Mondays, we turn for political analysis to Slate's Timothy Noah. He writes Slate's Chatterbox column. Tim, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
I just wonder, looking at this controversy that's erupted really over the weekend, can you say at this point what expectations you have for how this may affect the political campaigns?
We have already been facing great difficulties trying to make Iraq a governable place under some sort of U.S. supervision, and our job just got about 1,000 times more difficult. So I think its principal impact will be felt in Iraq, but as it becomes more and more difficult to turn the invasion of Iraq into a success story, that will obviously harm the electoral chances of President Bush.
Tim, this in no way equates to an incident that I'm going to mention here, the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. Still, I recall that as a turning point in public support for the war in Vietnam and foreign involvement. When Americans learned about very disturbing acts, much worse acts, that had been carried out by American troops who were supposedly the good guys. And I just wonder about the American reaction to this as well.
Well, one would hope that the American reaction is one of complete horror. Every American needs to read this piece in The New Yorker by Seymour Hersh. It's you can get it on for free on the New Yorker's webpage. And there are many parallels. There are lots of questions about the extent to which this behavior was sanctioned. There is the question of treating all foreigners indiscriminately as subhuman.
Turning completely to domestic politics, Tim, there are recent polls that show Mr. Bush's support dropping a little, but they don't show a big boost for Democrat John Kerry. And there was a front-page story in the New York Times yesterday saying that senior Democratic strategists are worried that his campaign doesn't seem to be taking off. What's happening?
Part of it has to do with the candidate himself. He has not had a very distinctive stand on Iraq. He says he wants to bring the United Nations in to play a larger role. But aside from that, he's been kind of fuzzy about precisely how he would differ from President Bush. It's also true that there seems to be either a kind of lack of organization or outright incompetence in his own campaign. One of the more haunting details in that New York Times piece was that Senator Kerry still has not established an office in Ohio, which is going to be possibly the most important battleground state in the entire election.
President Bush is going there today. He's on a bus tour through Michigan and Ohio, where Senator Kerry was campaigning last week. These are the kinds of places where you go to talk about the economy, to talk about jobs and how people are feeling about the country. I just wonder if everything is overshadowed now by this news from Iraq and the continuing deaths over the weekend of U.S. service people in Iraq.
Well, I would guess that, unfortunately, Senator Kerry is terrified of this issue because he has been fighting an effort by the Bush administration to portray him as an anti-war radical during the Vietnam years, which he very much wasn't. But he did make a couple of emotional statements about the Vietnam War back then that have come back to haunt him. And I think Senator Kerry is being very cautious here. At the same time, this really is one of the most awful things to have come out of the Iraq War, and leadership requires that Senator Kerry weigh in some way, particularly at a time when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld appears to be hiding for cover and says he has not read the report that is the basis for much of this reporting by Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker.
Opinion and analysis from Timothy Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Tim, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.